Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And welcome back to your 12th, 13th, or 14th favorite reality TV recap podcast. My name is Michelle.
I'm Robin. Hello. You take like 2 or 3 weeks off to deal with a bunch of crises that no one needs to know about, and we've dropped down to 12th, 13th, or 14th.
Yeah, people have forgotten about us.
I disagree. I think absence makes the heart fonder.
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Yep.
Let us know.
How are you feeling? Fond, or does familiarity breed contempt? I've always thought, when you get an aphorism like that, there's very frequently another aphorism on the other side, right? This is like, you can prove anything with statistics. You cannot prove anything with an aphorism.
But how does familiarity breeds contempt and absence makes the heart grow fonder? How are those in contrast to each other?
You're right. Those two aren't in contrast. Out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
That's the one, yeah. I meant to cite that. It's a bit like there's no smoke without fire, apart from, you know, like smoke bombs.
We could use some smoke in this room because this living room is so steeped in fart.
Yeah, just smoke though, no fire, because if there was fire, there'd be a giant explosion.
Yeah, all like, the methane in this room is not good.
No, it's really bad.
You've been on your new probiotics.
None of it's come from me. I've never farted in my life. The bulldog basically has his own ozone layer, and it is in serious trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
CFC standing for catastrophic Frenchie chuffs, destroying his ozone layer. Do you remember CFCs? Do you remember hairspray canisters and how hairspray is going to destroy the world?
No, must have been before my time.
Okay.
Must have been a generational thing.
Thank you.
I've been thinking about this.
Can I cough?
Yeah.
Just coughed out a fart.
Trigger warning. For people who don't like coughing. I have specific misophonia around people coughing. I cannot stand it.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it. If somebody starts coughing in a movie theater, forget it.
Oh yeah, that's disgusting. It's at that point that you should accept you're never going to find out who done it.
Chelsea and I went to the cinema.
Mel.
The cinema, as you know.
Me and Alfie went to the cinema on the same day.
We did.
Yeah.
It was a big deal for everyone.
The movie theater for our transatlantic cousins.
Yes.
Yeah.
I hadn't been out in a while. I've been really struggling to get out of the house lately. I've had some mental health problems that I won't get into unless you're interested. I'll reserve that for another time. Anyway. Saw a film called Saltburn, which was excellent. I highly recommend it, especially if you are a little bit sick. If you like a bit of twisted social satire, American audiences don't seem to like it. That is not me being snotty. That is just, I probably, if I didn't get the stuff in the background, what's it? I'm explaining this very poorly.
A little.
If I didn't understand the fabric of this great nation.
Right.
And the history of class struggle and how deeply embedded it is and how timeless it is as a theme, I think I would
find everyone in the film unbearable assholes.
Maybe.
Right.
Anyway, it's not important. Go see it if you think you'd like the same kind of movies as I like. I think you're going
to
love it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. Me and Alfie went to see the Hunger Games prequel, which is, you know, surprisingly not bad, but we saw it in 4DX.
So they spit on you.
Yeah, they basically spit on, they basically do. They spray you with water.
Ugh.
The room fills with smells, except the only smell they've got is like hotel lobby vanilla.
Who wants that?
Which to me doesn't really kind of sum up like an arena in Pan Am. You know, that's not really the right smell. The seats shake around, there's flashy lights. It's an autistic
awful
nightmare.
Awful.
Quite cool. I quite like 4DX. I want a 4DX experience for 90 Day Fiancé.
No, I don't. I don't. And I will tell you every reason why in this here recap of 90 Day Fiancé Original Recipe.
What I'm going to do through this recap, I am going to describe the 4DX experience for each scene.
Okay, well, you do that.
Yeah. So look, we've been away for a few weeks, blah, 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 personal, blah, blah, blah. What we will do is just go through the couples, I think, at this point. It's a little catch-up cast.
That's the complete opposite to what I was going to suggest.
Right.
The reason being that I did the notes in sort of like a stream of consciousness thing. And I thought, if we're coming back, why don't we try a slightly different formula?
Ignore everything I said.
And see what people like.
All right.
Because people might like it this way.
Good.
It's easier for me to take notes this way, but and people might prefer couple by couple. So just, you know, let us know. Come at us at Blighty Day. Blighty is spelled B-L-I-G-H-T-Y on Instagram. Very rarely are we on Twitter. Facebook group, Blighty Day Bays. Bays is spelled B-A-E-S. For just $5 a month, the exchange rate is terrible. This is how much we love you. You can join our Patreon, patreon.com/blightyday. You can get this for free. Plus, you will get access to all of our archives.
The TV's just, we're inside today. The TV's just flashed up a picture of a very, very colorfully attired camel.
Okay. I didn't get to mention this at the time, speaking of camels,
styling.
But whoever, I guess it's, you know, whichever intern captioned 90 Day the other way.
Oh, there have been some golds recently.
So there's a part where Sarper says family legacy is very important in Turkey or something like that. But he was saying family legacy.
Uh-huh.
The caption was camel legacy is right. Very important in Turkey.
It may well be.
It might have been. Anyway, what I thought we might do is just go through the notes as I have them.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I might be a little bit wobbly today, folks. I've had some disruptions with the old medications once again, so I do appreciate your patience, but
if we,
you know,
speed up or slow down, there's a button for that. Just play it faster or slow. Carry on.
Thank you. All right, so let's start with the episode title, which is Speak Now or Forever Hold Your Peace. No one's ever said that to you in your life, because you'll speak.
I like holding my peace as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You hold it constantly.
It's a male thing.
But is that because...
Our arms are exactly the right length.
What about...
Do you know how tiring it is to let your arms just droop by your side? There is a convenient resting place.
But what about Jason from MAFS?
Jason, yeah, well...
Do you remember who had the tiny T-Rex arms?
But that's why they had so much sex. Because his arms didn't reach.
So he had nowhere to put it.
Yeah, he had to put it somewhere. Can't just have it dangling. You got to support it.
She was very beautiful as well. I don't blame him. Anyway... We're in en medias res.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I mean?
In medias res.
En medias res.
Good thing about
Latin.
Gino
and Jasmine fight.
Good thing about Latin, right, is you don't need to pronounce it in a kind of mid-European way. You just say the words.
No, there's no one to get offended.
Yeah.
Because no one speaks.
That's a terrible Latin accent. No such thing. Doesn't exist. Dead language.
Elliot drops Latin casually into texts in Latin, and I have to look stuff up.
Yeah.
Sometimes I won't. Sometimes I'll just let it go, but sometimes it's like pertinent to the conversation.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's helping me, you know,
his ilk. They do two things. They use Latin and they have sex with dead pigs. That is what Elliot's ilk do. Welcome back to the cabinet, David Cameron.
That is so harsh.
Yeah.
Anyway, someday we'll get to this. So, look, we hear the origin story of Yasmin and how her dad abandoned her, which is very sad. I always wonder about stuff like this because I'm sure he didn't tell her at 3 years old.
Nope.
I'm not interested in being involved in your life. Your life is not something I want to insert myself in the words of Cody Brown.
Yeah.
That's probably not how it went down.
No. And again...
I'm not saying he didn't abandon her.
No. Well, I'm not saying he did. The words used suggest what we may call in the family law area that I'm an expert in, we may call coaching. It does suggest a narrative has come from maybe her mum. Again,
yeah,
pure speculation.
Possibly.
Pure speculation. But again, we don't even know if the dude really did abandon or whether he was kicked out and told never to come around again. She's got no interest. And, you know, we don't know is all I'm saying. I don't know. I'm just saying that Jasmine's perspective is so unnuanced, as things so often are with Jasmine. I suspect, actually, greater access to another version of the story could really help her. Help her understand.
I think so, too.
Help her understand that she doesn't have to be black and white with her responses to things, you know? If there's a lesson to be learned there, it's not the abandonment stuff. It's nuance of narrative, I think. That is what she would benefit most from.
Or just not personalizing everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know, I mean, what's more personal than the relationship between a parent and a child? But if you take that out of it and you go, well, I was three, so what was my father really rejecting? Was he rejecting me, a child, or was he rejecting...
We don't know.
We don't know.
But I'm saying Jasmine also doesn't know.
But let's say it is about him, okay? That is about him. It's not about her. I know that.
Totally.
I'm not trying to be glib at all.
No, you're totally right.
So anyway, she doesn't feel...
She has taken the wrong lesson from this story, whatever this story is. She's taken a lesson that's harmed her, whereas good therapy would help her reframe that.
I think so, and I think she is working on it, and that's why you know, she is one of the four or five cast members who I will defend no matter what they do say.
Yeah.
Anyway, then over to...
Well, I just want to say this is where having, you know, a nostalgia draw, what do we call them?
Nostalgia drawer.
Who's it?
Oh, God, I don't know. I know what you're talking about, though.
You know, the keepsake receptacle.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you either throw it all away or you put it all away or something. What I would suggest, and I thought it was really interesting that when she's talking to Michelle.
We're not even there yet.
Well, I didn't think we were doing narrative order.
I said that's what we were doing. I said we're just going to go through my notes in the order that I've written them.
But I don't know what that is, but all right, yeah, go on.
Unless you want to flap around.
Well, no, I didn't know it was particularly flapping around, but...
You're skipping the order, so we need to decide, what are we doing? Do you want to go... Because I thought you would immediately go, pause, Michelle, stop flipping the paper back and forth. It's really annoying. It's messing with the sound. I really thought that that's what was going to come my way. No, so we can do it a different way if you prefer. Just tell me.
I just don't.
I feel like we've already told the audience that we're going to do it in narrative order. That being the different thing that we haven't done before.
I didn't know we were doing it in a narrative order. You just said you've got your own order, and I didn't. I felt we were moving on to another couple. I don't know. Just tell me what I'm supposed to say.
You're not supposed to bring up the drawer yet because we're not there yet.
Okay.
Okay. So we're moving on to another couple. This isn't going to work, is it? It's going to melt my little brain.
I just don't know because I don't know the parameters of the scenes. I don't know where to stop and when we're going to go back. But I'm going to play by ear. We're going to keep going. Go on, go on.
Okay.
That's good. It's fun. It's added a little spice.
All right. So Sophie and Nob.
Oh, by the way, 4DX experience, water spraying in your face when Jasmine's crying. Carry on.
Okay. But is it Michigan water? Because you might have to be careful.
You would have to be so careful with Michigan water.
I'm sorry. That's not funny at all.
No, Jasmine's great revenge on all of Gino's family, right? I don't know if I could talk about Gino's family, but I'm going to. Is that none of them are going to have long, healthy lives because Dow Chemical have seen to that, allegedly.
Yikes. God bless.
But seriously, like, from the people I know in Michigan.
I know, but people, look. People are going to, Michiganders are going to come at us and they're going to be like, stop talking about our water.
I'm pro-Michigan in this sense. Like, Michigan's had the dirty done on them. And I mean that quite literally.
I know. I agree with you completely.
It weren't just lead in Flint. It's bloody all the water, bloody everywhere.
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Very sad. Yeah. Sophie and Nob, may we please talk about them? Thank you. I've tried a couple of times now. False starts. So Nob's best effort is, I miss you, the letter U in a text. But that text...
It's not even E-Y-E, miss you, which is what Prince would have written.
How can you even put them in the same league? Can you even put those...
What have I done?
God. I mean, I'm already at very low spoons, but you doing that is even more insulting, especially since I was in the middle of like a bit of sorts, but I just won't
do
that.
Go on.
I was going to say, he's the kind of guy who would say, you know, if she was like, oh, but why'd you put it in a text like that? And he's the kind of guy who would go, you know, I'm on a limited data plan. You know, that text cost me like $1.39
per character.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. He's got to fit everything in the same way that he has to fit his entire life into a shoebox. Right. Not his fault. Well, sort of is his fault. Not coming at people that live in reduced circumstances. Except in his case, by the way, because he just can't be asked to get a job. But...
Who's paying for this visa?
She is.
Okay, fine.
Her mum is.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Although, she spoke about her independence. Maybe she is. But yeah, no, he's got to get all his thoughts into... a text message the size of the house he lives in, right? So everything's super concentrated. So he's got the subject and the object and the verb.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, it's concise. It's compact.
Mine was better.
It's minimalist.
My joke was better.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to just let me shine. You know?
Yeah, okay.
I was thinking today as I was out walking the dogs that this man could only date a 20, like he's hit his maximum age there, because anyone older would go, the fuck does this guy have to offer me?
Yeah. He's not especially good looking. He's not charming. He's not funny. He's not bright. He's not well employed. He doesn't have prospects.
Zero sense of humor.
What? This is her attitude. It's probably even more crippled, like in the cradle as Jasmine. But this is how we feel about the girls and boys we crush on at school. It doesn't matter who it is. I've got a girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Right? And you're just so desperate not to have a girlfriend anymore that you'll just put up with anything. You know, it doesn't really matter. It's interchangeable. You just want that, right?
It's just so...
Her sunk loss fallacy is through the roof, right? She keeps going on about, what am I supposed to... I'm over here now and I don't know anyone and this is where I live now for the rest of my life. And so I haven't got a choice, have I? It's like... But don't live there. And also, you don't live there. You're not even married yet. You're on a visa that expires after 90 days, right? Once you do get married, there are like requirements for you to get probably a full green card, probably like years of residency.
Go to one of your many homes across the world.
Yeah.
You know, like,
without him, the question is, without him, why LA? Because I've not particularly seen her. Like embracing California.
He probably doesn't let her.
No.
He's probably, you know, that he's jealous of like everything she, everyone she ever speaks to.
How shit was that rose?
I don't even have.
I was expecting thorns. I expected that he'd cut it off someone's, right?
Probably found it on the ground.
A single red rose. There's this idea that a single red rose
is your favorite color.
It's your favorite color. She was so soppy. She was like, yeah, it is. Like, basic. Pick a better flower. Red roses. Good grief. Sorry if you like red roses.
Oh, that's so nice. You've done the bare minimum for me again. Isn't it romantic?
Yeah, and that is the thing I said I liked to you before. So you can just keep getting me that same thing forever rather than helping me discover new things I like or actually creating a universe between us, which is what a relationship is.
Well, relationships are hard, and it's hard being in a relationship with someone from another country, which is why it's basically her fault that he online cheated.
Yeah, it's pretty much her fault, yeah.
And speaking of freaking out,
she would have more luck with him if she just like pretended to be random chicks on the internet. They would have a healthy relationship and sex life if they just sexted each other anonymously.
Yeah, I agree completely. I don't think they've slept together.
There's nothing.
No,
there is
nothing.
Nothing. There.
I mean, low key, everyone, this relationship isn't real.
No. Nah.
And we're not the first people to say it, but we're playing along because otherwise...
Yeah, we don't like moaning about things not being
exactly.
real and stuff. But like, you thought Jabri was fake. This is a slightly less annoying Jabri, is what we've got here. Well, he's grosser than Jabri, but just a bit less annoying, maybe.
At least Jabri had aspirations and things that he...
Well, that's true. He wanted to be on TV clearly for a purpose. Right? Space Cash was insisting that they up their profile.
If you make Jabri look good, you really need to think about
He's got some profile, but for what? For what?
I don't know. It does. It's not for me. I can tell you that much.
How do you parlay that into a revenue stream? The profile he now has.
Just doing nothing. I don't know. But plenty of people do it. You know, no shame in that game. Now, let's head over to Moldova. Nikki.
Land of the wild guys.
Nikki and Igor. This is old news now.
Yeah, yeah, we haven't talked about
so
it.
So maybe
we.
It's all. Look. Did he film himself in a Nazi uniform singing Tom Jones's Sex Bomb? Yes, he did.
Which is the more egregious behavior out of those elements? I mean, it's probably dressing as a Nazi, but I think singing Sex Bomb is a close second. I don't fervently dislike Tom Jones. In my personal interactions with Tom Jones, and there have been several, a very affable gentleman. No problem with Tom.
Yeah, because he didn't try to...
Well, I'm male. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, things may
there
be very...
There have allegedly been some allegations.
Tom Jones is a lot of work. He is a lot of work. But that song is...
I hate that song.
Did Cousin Dan send you their thoughts on Tom Jones's You Can Leave Your Hat On? Or did they only send it to me?
They only sent it to you.
Cousin Dan sent me a thing the other day going, you know, in Raspberry Beret, you know the girl, like, if it was cold, she wouldn't wear much more than the Raspberry Beret, right?
Yeah.
And then Tom Jones covers Kiss. And then Tom Jones does You Can Leave Your Hat On. Cousin Dan has posited that maybe the hat in question is the Raspberry Beret, and it's the same girl.
Whenever I hear Raspberry Beret, I think how cold it is in Minnesota.
Yeah. Did I say if it was cold, she wouldn't wear much more? I think it was if it's warm. I don't think Prince got it that way wrong. But it's an interesting theory that the Raspberry Beret girl is the girl that Tom Jones has instructed to leave her home.
Instructed.
Well,
let
he's
her.
Given, all right, he's given her the option.
He's invited her to leave her house.
Well, he's given her the option of remaining hatted. Possibly the song is about Gino, though.
I know
this
that.
This is the other thing that Tom Jones, you know, notorious Welsh love machine, is, you know, having... Maybe it was Tom Jones's lip gloss in the car. Maybe Tom Jones is sleeping with Gino.
All
Gino's
right.
like, I can't leave my hat on. And Tom's just like, you can leave your hat on, okay? It's fine.
I hope that's the first dance at their wedding.
What, you can leave your hat on?
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
It was the first dance at my cousin's wedding.
Really?
Many years ago, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where the hell were we?
That's a great question. You seem determined.
I'm excited. I got 3 weeks of podcasting. This is a podcast draining happening right now.
I know. I'm actually, that's why I'm not being harsh on you, because
you can tell I'm overexcited.
I can tell you're overexcited and I appreciate it. Anyway, yeah. Look, I don't want to have a bigger discussion about whether people should wear... I hope that it's patently obvious that I don't find Nazi uniforms attractive, nor do I think they're funny,
no.
Nor are they in any way an acceptable costume on Halloween or any other day.
No.
All right?
Don't dress as a Nazi.
Don't dress as a Nazi.
Don't do it.
Don't turn it into a joke.
Even if you are a Nazi, don't dress as a Nazi, and then don't be a Nazi.
Right. But he has the nerve to ask Nikki to dress more conservatively.
Well, to be fair, dressing as a Nazi is about as conservative as you can get.
I want you to dress more like fascists.
Do you think that's what he means when he says he'd like her to dress more?
I think it is, yeah.
Well, okay. I could see her doing it, though.
What's like...
Weirdly, if one of them was going to wear... I could see her more in a...
What's the... This is a very silly question, but I'm more of a First World War girly.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, that's the one that I know more about.
Some people prefer it.
Some...
As wars go.
I don't It's not that I like violence. I'm just interested in that. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter. I know more about...
I love the First World War. It was a mustard gas.
If you haven't listened to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History podcast, you must. You must, you must, you must. If you have any interest in history at all...
Not now.
It's... Well, don't do it now. Wait until you're done with us. Anyway, what's like the ladies' Nazi uniform? I just can't picture it in my head.
As a native Brit, when you say Nazi uniforms, any native Brit of my generation, i.e. very old, just thinks of the very ill-advised 1980s sitcom, Allo, Allo. So now I'm just thinking of what, you know, was she called Helga? War in that. It's quite sexy.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
It was a sitcom.
It wasn't on the syllabus, surprisingly.
It was just about the bigger show in this country for several years.
I know.
Years,
that's
right?
Why I'm like, I know of it. I have no idea what it is.
Well, some of our listeners might not be familiar. It's a sitcom set in occupied France in the early 40s, right?
Uh huh.
And you got Renee, who is like a bistro bar owner, right?
Okay.
And in an occupied town in France. And essentially the mad scrapes he gets into keeping the Germans happy, right? One of his waitresses, I think, is in the resistance.
Okay.
So, you know, obvious hijinks ensue there. And then there's some stolen paint. There's the painting of the fallen Madonna with the big boobies. That is a running joke. Like, as soon as someone says fallen Madonna with the big boobies, that gets a big laugh from the canned audience laughter. And just, yeah. Yeah. Hi, Japes. You've got an SS guy in the little round glasses and leather trench coat. So mm-hmm. that is one of the costumes that is very much there. Another member of the wait staff is a very sexy French maidy kind of, you know, so she's always sort of, you know, dollying about it. Everything about it is deeply, deeply offensive to moral sensibilities. But this was very, very mainstream, so it wasn't intending to offend at all. And again, I might make the argument, as I made before, that no topic in and of itself is offensive. It's what you do with it, you know. So it wasn't really about Nazism. It was, you know, just a sitcom. You got to sit somewhere.
Odd.
But yeah, you'd never make it now. And it was very broad. Not my car. Even when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, this is a bit broad for me. A bit Mrs. Brown's Boys, you know?
Ugh.
You know?
Yeah.
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 But in my head, the female Nazi uniform is quite tightly cinched at the waist.
Okay. Cool. Meanwhile, Ashley and Manuel. Manuel is undressing the therapist with his eyes.
Okay. Whoever went to couples, which heterosexual couple ever thought it was a good idea to go to couples therapy with the hottest female therapist of all time? I mean, she was a little bit sort of within herself and stuff. I mean, she wasn't sexy.
Robin, it's not her job to be sexy.
Well, according to the way Manuel was staring at her for the...
Yeah, that says something about him and about you. It's she wasn't... You're talking about her like...
No, she's a professional woman. And in no way... I was just... It surprised us both, I think.
Yeah, excuse her for trying to have a career and do her job.
All right.
She should have been more overtly flirtatious.
Well, I only mentioned it because in previous nights we've mentioned like translators and stuff, and it has come up quite often. Like these peripheral characters who are like, you know, just a bit too good looking to do that job. You don't expect it.
No, I wouldn't. I would not want her to be our couples therapist. No. I would not want her to...
Be our
nanny. Babysitter, yeah. Yeah. Nothing yeah. like any of that. Yeah. No, yeah. Absolutely not.
So that went well, didn't it? That therapy session.
Yep.
Yep.
He's not interested. I think that these two, generally speaking, generalmente, they have no desire to meet the other where they are.
They have no desire.
None at all.
But they have no desire to be with the other person. This is, once again, what I was talking about before with Sophie and Nob, right? They just want to be with someone. And so the person they're with, they're trying to kind of, as Cody Brown would constantly say, try to, you know, ram a square peg into a round hole, which, once again, perfly easy to do. No problem. It'll fit. As long as it's not too big, the shape is irrelevant. It'll fit. But they're trying to turn the other person into something that they just aren't. But both of them are incredible. Like, neither of them actually made a bad mistake. They've both shown the other person who they are. Right?
Yeah, I just don't understand.
There's no concealing.
Well, that's...
Well, there is in his case, but he's clear that he is concealing.
But her tactic seems to be, like, especially with bringing him around friends and family, her tactic seems to be, if I embarrass him enough, if I bully him into being vulnerable with me, then maybe I'll get what I need out of this relationship. And that's, I feel like she's...
Has it worked?
No, never.
Has he shown you, what will he do if you do that?
He will shut down.
He'll shut down and walk away. So that ain't working.
Which he does.
Yep. He literally does in this case.
Yeah.
Now, what he doesn't realize, because he fell asleep in the car.
Yeah, he did.
On the way to that restaurant.
He fell asleep in the chair. He fell asleep.
He is usually asleep.
He has a complicated relationship with being awake.
What he doesn't realize is that the drive to that restaurant was 3.5 hours. They are three cities down the highway.
Well, he'll have a good old walk home.
Yeah.
So on to, we didn't get a ton. Well, that's not true, actually. We go over to Annalie and Clayton. Now,
So we haven't spoken about them at all.
Correct.
Right. I want your first impressions. Oh, by the way, 40X experience, it's the smell of the guinea pigs.
But they do get out. I understandably, she doesn't want to have sex with...
So I thought you meant the guinea pigs got out.
An audience. No, the guinea pigs didn't go horseback riding at the glue factory.
By the way, everyone can hear those guinea pigs having sex in that cage.
Are they male, female?
Doesn't necessarily matter. As has been well established, nature is a rainbow.
I know, but I thought it was specific species that could... Anyway, let me know if you have guinea pigs.
I'm just saying, in that household, everyone hears everyone.
I don't think guinea pigs smell that bad.
Do they not?
I mean, maybe
rabbits
they...
Rabbits fucking reek.
Yeah, rabbits do smell. I don't think... I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. I wouldn't eat one. I'll put it that way.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
She doesn't want people to think she went to the U.S. because of him.
Yeah.
She wants to rewrite their story so that it looks like she went there for work and then
had a whirlwind romance.
To have a whirlwind romance in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah, in
like
Kentucky,
what?
Yeah.
Who's she working for?
In Kentucky.
In Kentucky, but like not even a major city in Kentucky. Like,
I
don't get it. I think that.
I think she's auditioning to be in the Family Chantel.
I don't normally go for the green card conspiracy kind of lines of questioning, but this is a little much.
Yeah. All I will say in the case of terrifying sister, what's the sister's name?
Brandy with an I.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has it got a little heart over the I instead of a dot?
I don't know, but we're not there yet.
All right.
And again, I'm sorry if you don't like this format. We'll change it back if it doesn't
no, it's good.
Work.
It's good. It's good.
Okay, so Jasmine says she's never been secure in Gino's love for her. They show a blurred out photo of the ex-wife's dog. Do you remember
that was incredible.
That was amazing.
But what was Jasmine's conspiracy theory here? That the ex-wife has recently got a dog that's just like Coco?
No, it was, I don't know
if it was... Gino deliberately chose Jasmine because she had a similar dog? But Jasmine got Coco after...
But maybe Gino got Coco for her. I mean, I don't think he did because that would involve spending money and he's very cheap. So
I don't quite know her conspiracy theory there at all.
When he said...
I think, however, that Coco may be having an illicit affair with Gino's ex, and it is the same dog. I don't trust that Coco. He's a rogue. Pooping on the floor.
I think that people are allowed to have lives before you meet them.
Hard agree. I used to. The only reason I don't have, like, my romantostalgia stuff is because I've moved house too many times and shit gets lost. But I've never willingly...
Well, you were also with the same person for like 20 years.
Yeah, never kept anything there. But that's just a cheap gag. I kept things from like, you know, first sort of girl. You know, the childhood stuff, which sort of weirdly means something to you and that kind of thing, you know. And I just think it's really rude to throw away that kind of thing. Like someone poured their soul into it and, you know, it's a moment in time. It's not now.
I agree.
I used to be a bit more militant with that belief. I used to be like, I would never throw away anything anyone wrote me in anyway, right? Like birthday cards and Christmas cards and things. And then you look at quite a lot of them, it's like, to Robin from Claire, someone at work or something. You'd be like, don't really need to keep this. But if it's something where people have strung together actual sentences to say something that was on their mind at the time, no, guy, just keep that.
I know, it's not like, I mean, she has an entire body part that someone else paid for.
She does, yes.
You know, like that's different.
Yeah, she should have left that in Panama, really. Yeah,
I don't know quite how she... preferred her without it. I don't think she needed it.
It's a really good point, though. It is a really good point that Gino's supposed to eradicate every bit of his past, right? But Jasmine has children from a previous relationship. Should she leave those in the past?
No, come on.
I'm just saying, like, where do you draw the line? But yeah, you're absolutely right. The butt implants.
Yeah. So then over to the plastic surgery capital of the world, Seoul, Korea.
Oh, is it?
I think it's the boob job capital of the world.
I didn't know that.
Turkey must have surpassed it by now.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or Liverpool.
I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Sorry, Liverpool.
At one point, it was a plastic surgery procedure capital of the world. Everyone there is really beautiful to me.
What, in South Korea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I love I've spoken at length about my passion for Korean soap operas or primetime dramas, as I think they're more adequately described, but I don't like the nice ones about love. I only like the ones about revenge and anyway. So they're shopping for hanbok, which is the traditional Korean engagement wear.
Mm-hmm.
They go to a really beautiful part of the city. And
she looked, can I just say?
She looked adorable.
I find Piggy quite cute. There's something about her, which is that there's just a, like a kind of fresh kindness in her. There's no guile. I think she's actually quite attractive.
This is...
And she looked gorgeous in that dress.
I think we need one of these couples in every 90-day series.
I don't know if they're going to be it. But I've spoken many, many times about how this is what I live for.
Yeah. I mean, I hope they are, you know? Now, I didn't catch this. So he said that he had to... that the hanbok doesn't have pockets,
yes,
and that he had to carry it in his inner pants, which you understood to mean underpants.
Yes, his inner pants. You got your outer pants and your inner pants.
Okay.
Much easier in this country where pants are inner pants and outer pants are trousers. We have two words.
Yes.
We are extravagant with our language.
Well, we have two words too. We have underwear and pants.
Yeah, Americans are very, very strange on that, though. Like, lingerie is used, like, interchangeably between the fancy stuff and the everyday, and I'm not having that.
I don't do that.
Hmm. But I also really don't like the word panties. I really dislike the word panties.
A lot of people don't like that word. I don't understand that, but, you know,
I don't like
who am I to
either.
Criticize?
Yeah, But yes, he was keeping the ring in his inner pants, which I took to mean it is literally a cock ring. I thank you.
Speaking of knickers.
Yeah.
I saw a meme the other day on the internet. If you've sent me a message in the past 2 weeks, I'm sorry if I haven't responded. I haven't been online very much at all. For reasons that hopefully we'll go into another time, but that time is not now. But I did come across a meme. And you know how a certain kind of man is all over the internet saying, like, back in whenever a time, you know, like 50 years ago, 60 years ago, men dressed like men.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when men wore, like, not just horsehair, like, barrister wigs, like, full Charles II?
Yes.
Ginormous wigs.
Yes. With many, many hooped sections, yes.
Yep.
Yep.
White pancake makeup.
Yes.
Rosy cheeks.
We're thinking, you know, Prince George in Blackadder.
In Blackadder,
yeah.
The Prince
Hugh
Regent.
Laurie,
yeah.
I do remember that.
I mean, you weren't there.
I was not there.
But like...
But that men dressed like men then.
Men, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in the past.
I think those...
You know those loincloths? You know?
I just think it's
walk past, like, you know, the gayest parts of San Francisco and scorningly go, back in the past, men used to dress like men, you know, real cavemen.
Stupid. Idiotic.
Yeah.
Idiotic arguments.
Yeah.
But you know how I often say, what if we tried to explain, because I finally got you to watch period dramas, right?
Yes.
And we're catching up on the Gilded Age now.
I'm all in.
Which couldn't make me happier because I think you finally agree with me that Carrie Coon is living her best life.
It's not finally. Whether in this time, a possible future, another dimension, I would in a heartbeat leave you for Nora from The Leftovers.
Yeah, I know.
You know that.
What was I going to say? Yeah. And I often say, imagine explaining, like, somebody crying over over a text message or like a tagged photo.
What, to someone in the past?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Imagine all the leaps that you would have to go through to try to explain to someone, like, what Instagram is or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Cargo pants.
Right.
Imagine
having to explain cargo pants.
Cargo pants in, like, the Regency era to a man.
I think they may find it rather wonderful. You mean, sir, my pantaloons, I can put my silver mirror and my quill in my pantaloons? What splendid, sir.
But what would I do with this brocade jacket? Brocade jacket. They had so many fucking clothes.
Did they have
clothes.
Pockets? I don't think they have many pockets.
No, I don't think they did.
They
at
used
all.
Their inner pants.
I don't know how they carried anything around.
I think they had people to carry it for them.
I think they did, too.
They had a little baldric.
Anyway.
Baldric's not a euphemism, by the way.
No.
Although, in this case, he was carrying the ring on his baldric. Good.
Yes.
Lovely couple.
Ha-ha. Love this couple.
Lovely couple.
Long may they last.
It was a previous episode, the stuff with the parents, wasn't it? But it doesn't matter, because we're doing a general catch-up. Or is that in this episode and you haven't got to it yet? And I've messed up.
I don't know. We'll find out. So back to Nikki and Igor. There's a bird on the sofa that looks exactly like Nikki. I don't know if that's on purpose or not.
That plush bird was her. Did any of y'all see the plush bird behind Igor?
I'm sure someone must have.
Production put it there. It was her. It was a purple or blue her. I can't tell the difference.
This is where we start to talk about the, first of all, Nikki looks amazing in, don't come for me, age-appropriate dress. Or maybe not age-appropriate.
And also maybe not amazing, but Nikki looks significantly better.
In natural makeup.
From anyone's perspective.
I think so.
She looked cooler.
Look.
She looked smarter. She looked sexier. She looked cleaner.
Wear whatever you want.
Sure. But then you've got to be ready for other people to find that.
I don't know what you mean by cleaner. That feels kind of icky.
I'm talking about, like, she wears what looks to me like PVC, but might be leather, skin tight in hot weather. There's something stinky about she wears.
Okay, I get what you mean. I thought you meant something else. But
No.
Look, wear whatever you want.
Nice, breathable, loose fabric.
Whatever age, but like, yeah, I think it... For me, it's not like, I'm not scandalized by, you know, women in their 60s wearing short skirts or anything. It's not about that. It's more like, dress like you have self-esteem and not like you're an older woman who wants to be cool. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It's taking all my willpower not to go. And then Nikki just goes, because I'm sorry, most of the time
she's come on the TV, look.
She looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper most of the time.
She does.
Okay?
She does.
I'm just being honest. All right?
This entire storyline is
It makes me so uncomfortable. I hate talking about it.
I know, but we've spoken about it before. It's because she looks fucking weird because she's had really bad surgery. Sorry, she chose to do it. Sorry. But however, I do want to, because I haven't, because we didn't cover it in the last couple of weeks, I do want to talk about a few things really from like Igor's perspective and the idea of, you know, her constantly shaming him into not wanting to have sex. And it came out for me, I think the real truth came out when she nipped off inside at that restaurant when they were out with his friends.
Yeah.
And he used the word perform. And all of a sudden, it made total sense to me what's going on here. Total, total sense what's going on here. Which is, it's not that there's any element of like transphobia in his mind or anything like that. He is worried that thoughts which he didn't ask to be there might, or the whole complication, the political nature of everything, just the big clusterfuck of it all, is going to come into his mind at a moment when, you know, from a male point of view, and also women, like, sex really doesn't work if you're fretting, right?
Or in his words, when you kill my minds, it not work.
And I think he literally means his dick. I really do. Now, I'm not saying that he's had, you know, erectile dysfunction issues with her, may or may not have. I get, actually, to be honest, I am saying that. And I think she's shaming him for it. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what's happening. But I think it's more that he may have experienced this at some point in the past, maybe nothing to do with her. And now he's one of those guys, and I've been there myself, where the worry that it'll go wrong causes it to go wrong, right? And for me, it's like, I'll refer to it as being sucked into the void, right? And sometimes, and you know, it's a hard thing to talk about, but there was a period in my life where I worried so much about that, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And actually, the solution is to, you know, is to not worry. But she is... A relationship with her is based on worry, right?
Yeah.
And so she is pushing him into the void again and again and again and again and again. Now, is any of that him rejecting her? No, this is much more about his insecurity with himself, right?
I also can't ignore...
But there's no allowance for it. It really bothers me.
I can't... I agree with you completely. And I also want to add to that, let's not forget that the maths have been fudged a little bit here.
Yeah.
She was 30-something going after a 17-year-old.
At best.
And that's not okay.
It's not to my liking, no. And she's constantly, when we first met, we were at it like jackrabbits and stuff. It's like, yeah.
Because he was 17.
Yeah. And again, he'd probably never had an awful night when he couldn't, right? Because I'm telling you, it takes one of those nights and that shit can fuck you up for
years.
I'm sure. Even if you don't have the problem, you always have the worry about the problem, right? So she needs to be much gentler with him, right? She needs to reassure him. What she doesn't need to do is start pounding on it, his chest. Like, I don't know what she was doing to his chest, but he seemed to find it very aggressive, right?
I just, like I said, the whole thing makes me so uncomfortable because conflating, I understand that she has insecurities and has had a difficult life and difficult experiences. But once again, it is not the responsibility of someone else to free you of these, of your trauma.
No, it may be the responsibility of that person to sympathetically accommodate your needs.
But we're not talking about needs here. We're talking about she's jacked herself up on hormones.
Yeah.
And yeah, may legitimately be super horny, but has, couldn't that, care
that's
less.
That's her problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But couldn't care less about him or how it's affecting him. He's trying. Look, I can't speak to whether he's putting it off or, you know, can't get it up or can't perform or doesn't want to or whatever.
I think it's more that he's worried about those things.
But the point is...
And the worry is the thing.
The point is he shouldn't have to qualify it.
No.
And he shouldn't... it should be enough for him to say, I don't want to, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Any time.
In any relationship.
Right.
Yeah. So she can cry, scream, rant, rave, all she wants. She'll never get sympathy from this podcast because it is not right either to criticize someone for how they have sex with you or to criticize someone for not having sex with you. If those things are not to your liking and you can't speak about it kindly and gently and guide things in a way and help someone find the things that you like, then you need to find someone else.
Or maybe you need a nap. Yeah. When Ashley told Manuel that he needed a nap,
yeah.
I
yeah.
screeched like a gibbon.
There is something quite school mom about her, isn't there?
I love that about her.
Yeah.
I think she'd make an amazing dominatrix. I bet she'd be so good at it.
Yeah.
If that was anything that she wanted to do. But she says herself, the reason, she says, I think the reason we keep going is because we fought so hard for 2 years. But again, this is not.
Have you been exchanging DMs with Sophie? Sunk loss fallacy.
Just forget it. And speaking of which, he says, this is such another classic. It's not quite a fuckboy, this kind of man. It's more, nope. And we talked about this. This is just because women and non-binary folks can be like this too. This is someone who has never made a choice in his entire life, right? Life just happens to him.
Yeah.
Right?
But he also has the expectation that other people will see things that way. It's like, it is what it is. Just deal with it. Right?
I did it and it was wrong, but it could have been worse.
Yeah.
And I'm being, Sophie's crucifying me for this, yeah. For what was really her fault.
Yeah.
Ugh. I really want their story to end, and I'm so sick of it not ending.
I thought we were still on Manuel and Ashley, but this is good. All right. Yeah. No.
Yeah, no, I was talking about
That's fine. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, I took. Yeah. Yeah. It's done. But, you know, contractual obligation. Like, it might be a little bit like, you know, in football, in soccer, and I'm sure in other sports, you know, when you purchase a player, you have to pay sort of, you know, 10 million more if they play 20 games in a season or something. Are they trying to reach an episode cap or something? If you're in enough episodes, you get sort of a higher. Well, I don't think there are appearance fees. That theory doesn't work. But yeah, like this was dead so long ago. So I'm watching kind of a twitching corpse, which I think I might prefer to watch.
No. Oh, Inger.
Oh, is he eeping in the kitchen?
He just started. Yeah, we're almost done, though.
Okay.
So back to Anali and, or Anali and Clayton and Clayton's mom and Brandy with an I. They're at a bourbon tasting.
Are we not going to cover the various delights that Kentucky has to offer?
Yeah. I mean, they are known for bourbon and horses and...
The pug was really fucking pissed off at this scene. Like, he's going, Kentucky's known for two things, right? Horses. Well, yeah, one horse race. And bourbon, maybe, but also neighboring states just as much. What about chicken? The pug was furious.
Yeah, she was upset.
She was really upset. That is disrespectful to the colonel.
She's also
a military man.
She's also a dyed-in-the-wool socialist, so she was upset that the poverty or that the income disparity wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, that's
either.
Right. Kentucky is known for four things.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Brandy with an I is preloaded when she arrives at this bourbon tasting. She's already been on something else.
Brandy with an I. Have you remembered her name yet? Because I'm going to drop it for the dear, dear listeners. And I can't remember names because I'm Robin. Hello. I don't do names. I have a terrible memory for names and faces. In Lalu, Life After Lockup or Life During Lockup or Love During...
Yes, one of the Love After Lockup
I'm locked
cycle.
Up and I'm... Yeah, yeah. One of that. There's, you know, Short King guy... And his crazed on-off blonde.
I want to say it's Crystal or Christina or something.
Yeah, that's who Brandy is 5 years down the line. I'm just saying they have exactly the same demeanor.
Yeah. So she goes, maybe he's telling me things. Maybe he's keeping it. Things for me because he thinks I'm gonna be a bitch about.
She was delightful. If you're gonna have an incorrigible racist on the show, let it be a Brandy. I preferred Even Charlie was never this upfront with his sheer xenophobia. You know, it took a while for Charlie to be quite so.
Oh, Charlie up. Elizabeth's brother. Yeah.
But she's literally got to, straight
nope,
to me.
She
Hi,
is...
I'm Brandy. Nice to meet you. You're just here for a green card.
No, but you're not slurring enough. She's like, how do you know? How do I know this is, you're not just here to get a green card?
You don't. It's none of your business.
And also, it's they Let all
make a mistake. Who gives a
but
shit?
But all the xenophobic relatives are the same in that they all go, "What are you going to do to prove to me that you're worthy of like?"
Well, the worst thing, and again, because
you.
We were off. I don't think we spoke about it. That
no,
line,
we didn't. That was last week. How are you going to be a productive American?
I wanted Jasmine to say, "I'm never going to be an American because I'm a Panamanian."
Yeah.
Like, American isn't like another word for decent person, you know. You can live in America and not be an American, for fuck's sake.
And you can contribute plenty without being a citizen.
Gross.
Trust and believe. And you cannot live there and still have to pay taxes like I do.
Yeah.
I look.
Gino should be with Brandy.
I'm very happy that I won the lottery of life and I was born in America to American parents. God bless the USA, okay? But it's fucking embarrassing when people trot out lines like this.
It's not a failure of someone not to accidentally have been born somewhere.
Exactly.
They haven't failed in some way.
Exactly.
And you haven't achieved
it's
something.
It's a foul attitude and we don't like it.
Yeah.
But we're going to come back to Gino and Jasmine for a second. Well, actually, Jasmine and cousin Dana's wife, Michelle, who drops
Michelle.
A bomb. Michelle.
If one of those little fish had just nibbled your feet a little harder in that moment, they weren't doing the fish thing, but they don't have a lot of guile, do they, family Gino?
No, they do not.
They put their fucking foot in it time and time again.
Yeah, they sure
what do. What I will respect from Michelle is, unlike Gino, of course, I think Michelle married into the family, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah. She does own it.
Yeah.
She does. She doesn't sort of go, oh, did I say a bachelor party? I meant factual farty, where... Gino and his cousins did math sums.
No, and she
wind.
She was. I can't say that is something that needed to be drawn to Jasmine's attention, really. But
I don't remember particularly, because all I remember from Jasmine's bachelorette party was the inflatable penis, which looked exactly like Gino.
Yeah,
I don't remember if they were actual strippers. I think there were. I have it in my head, but you know.
I just don't remember
I've seen Magic Mike. That shit's in my head all the time.
Yeah.
I think there were.
Okay. I mean, fair enough.
I will also say that since Jasmine has been with Gino, there is no way that Jasmine and her gal pals, they have totally been to male review shows.
Of course they
totally.
Have.
Totally. And also, Jasmine's fucked other guys.
I think she's fucked that one super hot Australian guy.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's fucked
because
Dane.
Who wouldn't?
Definitely. But also, Jasmine's self-esteem is so low. Jasmine has definitely cheated on Gino. Definitely.
Yeah, she's admitted to cheating on him.
But,
quickly,
Oh, Michelle.
Quickly back to Nikki and Igor, the dogs have been so good to their credit. Normally there's
a lot more
complaining.
Even. Yeah.
So Igor tells us that Nikki can't live in the, he means in the moment,
yeah.
But he says at the moment. So they're in the car. And I mean, that is the tip of the iceberg of their problems. And he goes, where the button eject? And then she's like, everything is a joke to you.
No, that wasn't a joke. If there had been an eject button, she would have been bouncing down that road.
Right. And he says, here without jokes, you don't survive.
What a line.
He has had some incredible lines.
Sometimes, like, a limp grasp of the English language can lead to the most wonderful, wonderful phrases. But actually, in his case, what I think it shows is actually I think he's probably really quite smart and emotionally articulate. So anything in him which comes across as not that is just pure language barrier.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Yeah. Apart from the Nazi thing, I continue to like him very much.
Same, apart from the Nazi thing.
I don't think I've ever said that before. Apart from the Nazi thing.
Apart from the Nazi thing. Come at us, everyone. We've missed you terribly.
Yeah.
And we're sorry that we can't share more. It's just that, you know, our lives involve more than just the two of us, and we have to keep that person's safety at the
just the
forefront. Okay. All right.
But we'll always do our best. Always do our best. And be reassured that if there's ever a week when we can't do this stuff, we do spend most of the week going, we want to do it.
I know. Yeah. And we really do. We're so grateful to you all.
We love this. So have a lovely week, everyone. All right. Wrap up warm out there. It's getting chilly. I don't want none of you to get runny noses.
No. And I'll be back with Elliot very soon. And Amanda and I will be back on the Patreon.
I might kick in if Amanda won't mind scooching over a little bit.
We want to have you for the Sister Wives finale.
For the interviews. I will just say Sister Wives has been fucking great this season. It really had, like, there's a lot of it that I haven't liked, but I don't know.
Anyway, time to go because my blood sugar.
I'll talk about that on another podcast. That's what I'll do.
Okay. Bye. See ya.
What, 3 weeks away or whatever? And you can't even remember what you say at the end.
All right. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.